Hey everybody, Tony Thaxton here. Pardon the voice memo intro, but you've heard some of these before. And you probably know that this means this is a little bit different of an episode. This is yet another episode of Bizarre Singles from Patreon. Let me explain for a moment. I know the past few weeks I've done these remastered episodes that have had some bonus material on them. I was going to do that again this week, and life has been chaotic. In case you don't know, I play in a band called Motion City Soundtrack. We were supposed to be on tour, which is why the remastered episodes were happening, so I wasn't going crazy making new episodes again on tour. And, you know, with the COVID Omicron situation, the tour got postponed. And the problem is I had driven halfway across the country with my dog for the beginning of the tour, and it's just been a big mess. And then throw in, I also got COVID during all of this. So anyway, long story short, nothing has gone as planned. And I am now, because the tour has been postponed, I am now driving back home from Michigan to California with the dog. And because of that, I just simply could not make the time for an episode because I was driving all day the last 2 days and I still got more to do. So to make up for it, next week, I swear, I'll be back with a new episode next week. But for now, please enjoy this episode of Bizarre Singles, originally featured on patreon.com/bizarrealbums. Thank you for your understanding. And now, take it away, me.
Hi, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great
song.
But I also love those strange songs that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre
Singles.
On November 21st, 1921, Jacob Rodney Cohen was born in Babylon, New York. He was the son of Dorothy Dottie Teitelbaum and the vaudevillian performer Philip Cohen, whose stage name was Phil Roy. When Jacob was 15, he began writing for stand-up comedians while performing at a resort in Ellenville, New York. He would legally change his name to Jack Roy when he was 19. He struggled financially for a decade. At one point, he even performed as a singing waiter before he eventually got fired, and then he took a job selling aluminum siding so that he could support his family. He was such an unknown that when he gave up show business, he later joked that at the time he quit, he was the only one that knew he quit. While he was still working as a salesman in the early 60s, he tried getting back into show business and was performing stand-up in the Catskills, but it was still a struggle. He began to think that he needed an image, some kind of stage persona that audiences could relate to, one that would make him stand out from other comedians. After his years of bad luck, he decided to develop a character for whom nothing goes right and he gets no respect. He gave that character the stage name of Rodney Dangerfield.
Now here's my unhappy pal, Rodney Dangerfield.
How do you do? How are you doing? Now, I tell you, just before the show, I ran into a guy I haven't seen him in 20 years, you know? Now, I tell you, I wasn't too happy to meet him. He's a guy who once fixed me up on a blind date. Yes, I tell you, she was a classy girl, been all over the world. In fact, he told me that during the war, she was in France at the time when Paris fell. And she looked like Paris fell on her. Now, I tell you, blind dates, they never work out, you know? I remember one blind date I had, I waited 2 hours in a corner. A girl walked by. I said, "Are you Louise?" She said, "Are you Rodney?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I'm not Louise."
Dangerfield's first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show was in 1967 when he was booked as a last-minute replacement. He was the surprise hit of the show, and that's when his career took off. He became a regular on the Ed Sullivan Show as well as the Dean Martin Show and the Tonight Show. He also became a headliner in the Las Vegas scene. In 1969, he opened Dangerfields, a comedy club in New York City. It gave him a place to regularly perform without having to travel so much. The club is still open today, and the website claims that they're the longest-running comedy club in the world. He even started appearing in movies as early as 1971. But his movie career, and, well, his career in general, took off in the early 80s. especially on July 25th, 1980, when Caddyshack opened in theaters.
Caddyshack, starring Chevy Chase as Ty Webb.
Who is that disgusting man over there?
A sportsman who really knows how to score.
So, what brings you to this nape of the woods, neck of the wave? How come you're here?
Rodney Dangerfield as Al Servant, a big shot.
My dinghy's bigger than your whole boat!
With an even bigger mouth.
Hey, somebody step on a duck.
Throughout the 70s and 80s, he was also appearing in some commercials for Miller Lite.
Now, I tell you, with girls, I never had any luck, you know. Well, I used to call information just to get a woman to talk to me.
You live around here?
Then I found light beer for Miller. Well, light's less filling, and it really tastes great. Now, I'll tell you, since I discovered light beer, women are always talking to me, you know. Hi. You come here often?
Get lost.
See what I mean?
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
But 1983 was an especially busy year for Rodney. He continued doing the Miller Lite commercials and starred in and wrote the film Easy Money. And he appeared in the music video for Billy Joel's Tell Her About It.
Not bad, not bad. Yeah. Thanks for warming them up for me.
And speaking of music and music videos, in 1983, Rodney would release a single and music video of his own. RCA Victor would release the Rappin' Rodney album. It was actually a live stand-up record, mostly. Side one was just one track entitled Rodney Rappin'. But the beginning of side two began with a song. And remember, this is Raptember. So let's get into Rappin' Rodney.
I tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was free.
No respect, no respect.
Why they wouldn't even look for me?
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect. No respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect. No respect.
When I was born, I brought no...
The song was recorded at the Record Plant in Los Angeles. It was co-written by Dennis Blair, J.B. Moore, and Robert Ford Jr. Moore and Ford were the same songwriters who worked with Curtis Blow on his 1980 classic, The Breaks, which was the first certified gold rap song.
And my bell sends you a whopping bill. With 18 phone calls to Brazil. And you borrowed money from the mob. And yesterday you lost your job. Well, these are the breaks. Break it up, break it up, break it up!
Believe it or not, Rappin' Rodney was one of the first rap songs to cross over onto the pop charts, even hitting the Hot 100, peaking at number 83. A 62-year-old white man in 1983 made the charts with a rap. And rap might be a strong term for what's really happening here, as it's mostly Rodney delivering his one-liners, followed by female background singers singing that trademark, no respect.
No respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter?
Death, where is my sting?
It's just Rappin' Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rappin' Rodney. Get out of sight. It's
the song also had a music video. In the early 1980s, the lack of very many music videos to play led to Rappin' Rodney getting heavy airplay on MTV. The music video included cameos from Pat Benatar and Father Guido Sarducci. In Rodney's TV special from that same year titled I Can't Take It No More, he performs Rappin' Rodney live along with backup singers, dancers, Robert Urich, and Andy Kaufman.
nothing goes right. I just can't fight it.
No respect. No respect.
My Eastern Airlines thanked me for flying United.
No respect. No respect.
I got some money. What did I do?
No respect. No respect.
I bought some quicksand. The deal fell through.
No respect. No respect.
The album version is over 5 minutes long, and it's followed by more stand-up titled Rodney Continues Rappin' for the remainder of Side 2. The album was nominated for a Grammy, which means technically this is a Grammy-nominated song, I guess. Rodney's stand-up and movie career would continue on, but this was the only time he ever released a song. He continued doing stand-up into his 80s until he passed away in 2004, just shy of his 83rd birthday. On the day he died, the randomly generated joke of the day from his website happened to be, "I tell ya, I get no respect from anyone. I bought a cemetery plot." The guy said, "There goes the neighborhood." And this led to his wife Joan putting "There goes the neighborhood" on Rodney's headstone.
I got some money, what did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand, the deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down, I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
So there you go. Thank you guys, as always, for your support here on Patreon. Just a reminder, there is still the deal going on where you can get annual memberships. You get 12 months for the price of 10 if you sign up for that annual membership. And who doesn't like free stuff? So go ahead and do that if you've not done that yet. But I appreciate the support, as always. Still one more week to go of Raptember. And so I'll see you on Patreon for that. But I'll see you in the main feed on Tuesday for Barbara Eden. That's right. TV's I Dream of Jeannie, Barbara Eden. Thanks, guys.
Hey, where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that guy with my daughter? Where's my wallet?